Well, it's time for our monthly holistic therapy slot with Alison Byrne. Good morning to you, Alison.
Morning, Fran. Thanks for having me again.
You're very welcome indeed. And a very interesting topic today. I'm sure listeners are fascinated by the notion of the tarot card. Will you tell us a bit about the tarot card, first of all, Alison?
Well, tarot has been around for centuries, and it has been, it sort of developed from the playing cards that we have. That was the what we call the minor arcana. And then we have extra cards, the colourful ones that people are used to seeing, and they're the major arcana. And each card has a message for us. And then when you put them together in a certain format, each spread has a message as well.
And who influences the message that we get, Alison? How does that work?
Well, you see, that's a combination. First of all, your own unconscious mind or your spirit is aware of which cards to pick. Even though you're looking at the back of cards and they all look the same, there's much more to us than just our logical mind. You know, so our intuition guides us which card to pick in which order. So that's part of it. And we're also tapping into what we call the universal consciousness, where there's this, we call it like a soup of knowledge that we can all take from at times. So that's feeding into ourselves and also influencing us. And then we have our spiritual helpers that are with us throughout our lives, our angels and our guides that are also helping. And we have particular angels of tarot as well. So it's a combination.
Now, there's a great fear about the tarot cards as well, particularly, I suppose, if the Grim Reaper comes up, you think that your days are numbered or your hours are numbered even.
That's where you need a reader, Fran, because that doesn't mean, it says death on it, but it doesn't mean physical death unless you have particular other cards in a particular order beside them. You know, what that actually means is change. Mm. It's the end of one phase of your life, if you like, the death of one phase of your life, which is automatically the birth or the beginning of the next phase.
Right.
So it's not as scary as people think. I'd love to be able to change the name of it to change. It'd take the sting out of it.
Right. Is there a healing element to tarot?
Absolutely. That's why I use them, because they are a healing tool. I mean, they can be used as sort of a game, all right, for entertainment, but I don't use them like that. I use them to get information for the client on what's going on for them. Sometimes they'll have issues and they don't know how to handle it. They don't know why they're in particular situations. And the tarot can help you to see what has gone on before and why you've drawn different things into your life. And more importantly, how to move forward, how to work through them, guidance on them.
Right. Can you read my tarot now?
I can, but I might say you're a brave man. there's lots and lots of different readings. I mean, if we were to do a full reading, it could take 15, 20, 30 minutes, you know. Yes. So obviously we won't do that. We have things called one-card readings or three-card readings. So one of them would be useful. The one card is, if you have a particular question and you want a yes or a no answer, very, very simple. That's right. The first one. When I'm teaching, that's the first one I teach, the very first night, and people go home saying, I can read the tarot now, because they can read a one card, you know. Hmm. So do you want to do one of them?
I don't know. Tell me again, then. I have to come up with a question for the tarot,
yes,
is
I'll it? Tell you the way it is. Let's say that you were wondering about moving house. If you want to move house, you ask, will I move house? Hmm. If you're afraid you'll be put out of your house, you ask, will I stay in my house? Mm. You always ask the question so that it's in the positive answer means yes. Because otherwise it gets too confusing for me and for the tarot, you know.
Right.
So have you anything that you're wondering should you do, or is it likely to come about, anything like that?
There's something now that I have to think about. Let me go with the house first of all. I mean, can I ask, will I be in my present house for the future?
And is that the positive side of it, so that we don't get
Yes, it's positive. It's positive,
okay.
Yes.
So what we do now is I have already shuffled the deck thinking of you, and I have them spread out, you know, like that. Out. So I'm going to just run my finger along them and ask you to say stop when you feel ready. Okay.
So tell me when you're starting then. Okay.
I'm starting.
Stop.
Okay, let's see what we got. Oh, we have the Wheel of Fortune, which is one of the high cards. So that's a definite yes. That's a good card. Good card to get.
Very good.
Most of them are yes or no, and some of them are maybe, which means they're not a positive card or a negative card to look at. And if somebody gets a maybe, we do it again. If they still get a maybe, it's not helpful for them to know the answer.
But what are you telling me, that I'm not in danger of moving out anytime soon? Is that it?
No, it's going the way you want it. The Wheel of Fortune is a good card. It's a positive card.
Right, very good. You have others that we can do, don't you?
Well, you could look at the simple spreads, the three card spreads. There's different ones. There's one where you can take a card for your past, your present, your future.
Mm-hmm.
There's one where you can take a card for you, a particular situation, and guidance. Or if there's a relationship in question, you take one for you, the other person, and guidance on the relationship.
Right, very good.
Do any of them appeal to you?
Can I take one for the future?
Just for the future. Okay,
yes.
Hold on. Now, we're saying start now, so.
Stop.
I can't see what you got. Oh, you got the King of Cups, which means that you're going to feel secure in your environment, secure in your future. But the King of Cups, he's sitting on like a concrete throne in the middle of a busy ocean. So what it's saying is there'll be a lot of things going on around you, but you'll be able to keep yourself centred within it and feel that you're moving forward.
Wow.
The King of Cups has a nice symbol of healing on his heart. So it's like you're... We'll say your spiritual journey is going forward in a good way. You're open and looking forward. And there's a little ship behind. So it's like plans that you make now will come to fruition. The ship usually means that you're going to get the results in about 2 or 3 years of what you're doing now.
Very good
so
indeed.
So it's a positive one.
Yeah.
You're in a positive state of mind at the moment, I can see.
Can I ask you about the past?
You can. And that's an interesting one. People often say, why bother with the past? So that's no good. There's a few reasons. One is it's to help the person who's taking the reading to trust. That's a simple one. And the other thing is we all know our past story, but we're working out of different patterns from different times, at different times. So if I take a card for you, it won't obviously give your whole life story. But we can just see what's alive at the moment, what's good to be aware of.
Right. Do you mean what's relevant from the past to the present? Is that that sort of it? Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Love to hear this.
Okay. So again, say stop when you're ready. I'm starting now.
Stop.
Okay. Oh, now you have the Six of Cups. I'm just saying for anybody who does know the tarot, and it's a picture of a little boy and a woman, but the little boy is taller than the woman, so it's like the inverted sizes. So there's a bit of you that is enjoying looking back fondly on your childhood, but there's a bit also that's saying, hang on, there was something that wasn't quite in balance, and, you know, I'm not going to be fooled by people acting childishly when they should be acting like an adult, that side of life. And there's another little message in this card where you are able to think back and see different things that you weren't, like, overly happy about in the past. I'm not saying huge things, but, you know, everybody has their grumbles about their childhood. And you have the ability to be able to kind of reason them out and let them go, which is very good.
That's pretty remarkable, to be honest.
Mm. And, like, if you had a full spread, of course, we go into much more detail than just the one card can give us.
Right. Isn't that very interesting indeed?
It is, isn't it?
Would you use that along with a suite of other things to help heal people?
Well, I do tarot readings on their own as a healing.
Oh, do you? Yes.
And I can do them as a combination with, we might do tarot and then the spiritual healing, where they look at whatever, sorry, the client looks at whatever it is that's alive for them or that they're working on or that they weren't aware of. And then we use the healing energy to heal it. So it can be a really useful combination.
Right, it's very interesting. The church would have issues with tarot, I think, would they, Alison? They used to do anyway.
It depends who you talk to in the church, to be honest. I remember asking a priest years ago about what the church think of it, and his answer was, well, you're the church, what do you think of it? You know?
That's a very good answer, yeah.
Yeah, the Vatican apparently have a huge section in tarot themselves. It's how should I say this nicely? It definitely has healing power. And there were some elements in some parts of the church that would have been a bit jealous or challenged by it and would give it bad press. And that's how it kind of got that sort of, oh, tarot, stay away from it. But no, there are lots of people in the church, including a brother in Ireland, that use it, just like I do, to help people with difficulties and to make life easier for people.
Is it completely different to the notion of the Ouija board, which is influenced by some supernatural power as well?
Yes, I'm not an expert on the Ouija board, and I'm never going to be, because that is something that will open up gateways that people aren't always able to close.
Right.
And when I am inviting in, let's say, angels or whoever to work with me in the healing, I'd be very specific about who I invite in. And then they have the job of being gatekeepers to keep any, you know, some spirits would just say, oh, I'll help and I'm no help at all. And others might be a little bit mischievous or worse. So all them have to stay out. We have to keep it a pure strain of energy. So with the Ouija board, it seems that it's not always possible to keep that.
Does it concern you that some young people, I know, like at parties and the like, that they produce the Ouija board and there seems to be gaining a popularity again? That would trouble you, would it?
Very much so, yes, because they're playing with something that can get out of control. It doesn't always, it might be entertaining, but it can get out of control. And when it gets out of control, it's pretty bad. So I wouldn't go there at all.
Right. Do you do readings over the phone for people?
I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah. And with Zoom. Yes. Zoom's got very popular too.
Very good indeed. If people want to make contact with you, Alison, how can they do so?
Well, my site is Alison Byrne Healing, and my number is 086-3304-357.
Very good. And thank you for the reading. I will proceed forward now with great optimism, Alison.
You're very welcome.
Thank you and good morning to you. Always a pleasure. Thank you. That's our holistic therapist, Alison Byrne, speaking to us there about tarot. How do you feel about that? Have you ever had a tarot card reading? And if so, will you let us know how that went for you? All right, we'll take a break.